I like, of the two, I prefer my couch.
She's on the inside.
And this is the mine with 60s, this is where you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
This is where you want to be, here. I prefer, if I were to play against Jeanne Jones, I would go in with Plank County. Because she's very lightly raised, only been beaten the one time in her life, Her last start of the three-month playoff, she absolutely decimated that field.
Jeanne Jones.
Ever consider the exact situation?
Sometimes, all I'm doing is saying, if you want to speculate in this race, go do it. Don't spend a lot of time with automatic variants and all the rest of that. Because it's going to promote some of these horses where they don't belong. Jeanne Jones is a class in this race, she's run the best races. If you want to play against her, don't make your computer make a decision. Go in here and say, I like Plank County as a cross because they haven't failed this kind of a test. Pardon?
Why, do you know why Greider is on Jeanne Jones' first two minutes?
No, but it's a positive statement. Go back over your, I got to tell you one play that you can make all year long. When Greider rides, McCarron rides, or Pinkay rides for Whittingham, they're always well, always. Not that Jeanne Jones wouldn't be well. But Greider's ridden a number of horses for Whittingham lately, and he's done very well. But as you get down in these numbers of ones in these maiden races, when somebody other than Shoemaker's on the Whittingham horse, you know that if you like the horse, you're going to get this horse going all out. With Shoemaker, he has a tendency to school a horse. Okay, I mean, that's a polite way of putting it, but he does have a tendency to school a horse. These guys do not. So when Greider's on that horse, because somebody asked me that just recently on a horse that Greider won easily on. And they said, isn't that a disadvantage to have Greider? And I said, no, you're looking at this really wrong. And Alan Sherman's ridden a few for him, but when those guys are on these horses, they always are sent and well-met. It's with Shoemaker that you're stuck in, I mean, because he could be very well-met, but he can also be there just to school a horse, too. So you've got to somehow come to that conclusion, okay? Here we go. So, if, yeah, I'm going to turn the page. That's exactly where we're going. We're going to turn the page. If you're going to try to beat Jeanne Jones, try it with somebody that hasn't failed this kind of test before, anyway. Let's go to the ninth race. On this one, you scratch the three horse and his in. You scratch Polytest, but before you go any further, stop on Polytest for a moment. Remember we were talking about bouncing? I want you to look at Polytest's third race back.
It was scratch.
No, it's nothing to do with today. I just want you to look at the third race back. See that race? That's off of a year's layoff. And it was monstrous. 140-3, the horse was drawing away and just won as easy as a horse could win. Okay? Now look what happened after that. That's the absolute bounce pattern. Here's a horse that came off that layoff and probably did more, although they got the win out of the horse, but probably did more than the horse really was capable of doing at that time. And it's paid a big price for that. Okay, so don't fall, don't come too crazy about horses. I mean, like Jet Pro, they got beat, right? He could have bounced off that number, because that was off of a long way. That's what I wanted to make there. New attitude is scratched. The horse below him, it's not my job, is scratched. Situata below that is scratched. And Jack Tar, way down at the bottom, is also scratched. Now I got to tell you something. This is next to the $10,000 claiming races in the racetrack. This is the least attractive race to me. And when I handicap, I always start with, like if I'd been doing this on my own, if we weren't trying to keep up with the radio, we'd have started with the fifth or the seventh races. And we'd have worked around to the rest of the races. Because I always start where I want to be fresh. This would have been probably the last race I did on a car.
Yeah.
I'd have done that $10,000 race probably before this one. That tells you where I'm coming from on this kind of a race. They're really unpredictable. The first horse off the promise. Let's get some running styles down here. What's his running style? Tell on me. I would say we could just throw him out and not worry about him. His running style would not impact the service. And if anybody doubts whether we should throw him out or not, circle the odds of his last four races and match those to the performance at the finish line. And I think you should make a point out of, you know, when you really get caught up against and trying to decide whether or not to eliminate somebody's horse in it, check the odds line. When the horses are constantly held at 30 or 40 to win, the one, and are not producing, those kinds of horses are pretty safe elimination. Now, if they're like that proof splendid, a lot better than their odds, then you have to worry about it. Play, forget it.
Can I say something here?
Now, do you think that Jack Van Berg has had this loss right along in those last five races, the way it's run? I can't believe it. Because he doesn't run horses where they don't feel. I don't believe it.
I got to tell you one thing about Jack Van Berg. His winning percentage in California sucks. It's really low. It is really low. I kind of believe, based on where this horse has been, that it's a good chance Van Berg had on. Yeah. But his winning percentage in California is really poor.
Is
that without a sheep?
Yeah.
He's got a good record there. How about Master California? Master Galaxy?
Okay.
Okay, is this a contender?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I didn't throw
the name
before.
Never been on the turf.
Okay, let's consider him for a minute. My personal inclination is to kill this horse.
Right.
He wins a maiden 40 last year. He comes back in a non-winners at least one. He passes a few horses, but he makes really no impact on the race at 45 to 1. And now he's being dropped to 60. And I guarantee you, a drop from a non-winners of one to a $60,000 race for older horses is really not a drop. It's going the other way. And if you don't believe me, check the part-time chart. Check the $50,000 par versus the now winner one par. You'll see the 50 is a better number. So this horse is really not dropping in the last. Now, he may want the turn, but if you like this horse, you're guessing with him. You've got to hold him out and say, I'll think a side bet on this horse. But he is not a true contender. How about Stars a lot? It's a horse that will drive you crazy. His running style on the turf is early. Alright, is this guy a contender?
No. Well, we need him in now.
Let's talk about this a tiny bit. The definition of a contender is, can this horse win a $60,000 claim rate?
Yeah.
The answer to that is yes.
Not very often.
Because look at his second race back on January 8th. Do you think the medic would be any kind of a price in this race? Serious. Would the medic be any kind of a price in this race?
Would he?
He only got beat 2 3/4 lengths in that race with the medic. Led at the 8th ball. The horse that's leading at the 8th ball is still in a position to win a race. I don't like Stars a lot. I mean, it's hard to fall in love with a horse that's had 37 chances on the turf. And believe me, winning percentage on the turf is a lot more important than winning percentage on the dirt. The horse has to have a good winning percentage on the turf if you really want to play in the run. But that wouldn't really stop me cold. I just, Stars a lot. Can he win this race? He could win a $60,000 claim.
That's true.
He could. Will he win this race? I doubt. Santo Angelo. Is that a contender here?
Yeah.
What do you think? I would too. Let me tell you the race he was in last time. I'm familiar with that race. He had some trouble, it doesn't show here. The horses that beat him, Great Emperor, Verboten, and Friendly Force, can all run. And here's a horse that seems to be getting better as he runs. The second race back, the horse that ran third in that, fairly affirmed, is a legitimate stakes horse from Northern California. He would win this race. You have to leave. Okay. I don't have one on the turf, remember? My cars are all, because they rebuilt that course, I don't have it updated in January. So we're going to have to do without it. Marvin's policy, is he good enough to win this race?
Yes.
You bet your life. Look at his turf, look at his turf right there.
What's that turf? Boy, he's cool, isn't he?
Rush it out.
No.
How'd you like to be packing this one? Anybody want to use this guy? How about his possible place, of course?
Yes.
Let's run second and third lap, doesn't it? I'll just leave you alone for a moment. How many people want to have Prime Concord with this race? I got to tell you, I loved this horse the last time he ran. But boy, this is asking. Remember we said before, we were asking for some horse local, El Lobo, or somebody that didn't have the board in the other race. We were asking that horse to step up in class, to stretch out, to go on the turf. All of that for the first time. Now look what we're asking Prime Concord to do. We're asking him to step up, because that was a nominators of one he won last time. We're asking him to stretch out, and we're asking him to run on the turf. Now, he'll be there for a while. And if this race comes up badly enough, he could be there all the way. But what do you want? Do you want this horse as a contender or not? I see a couple of yeses. I beg your pardon?
That's what he meant to say, speed.
And he is the speed. He is the speed of the field. He should be. Unless they just strangled him out of the gate, he's got to open up on this beat. Now, if you put him in, his life will come up very strong in here. But I got to tell you, he won't get a nickel of my money. That's just asking way too much. It's an experiment. It's, all it is an experiment by Craig Lewis.
If he knows that, he has no chance there.
I don't think it's to find out whether or not he'll take to the turf. I guess his brand Super Concord must be decent turf for him. I don't really know. Let's go to Point d'Artois. Is this a contender in here?
Yeah.
I think clearly he's a contender in here. His last race is a mile and a half, and he flattened out pretty badly. I doubt if he really wanted any part of that.
He was the favorite at Poly Test Race.
He was. All right, he's a contender here. What about the next horse?
Yes.
Everybody's saying yes, 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 yes. Okay? For me, he got sucked along in the last race. He was never a threat at all, even though it was a fast race. For just a moment, for the sake of learning a little something here, draw a line through his last race. Just ink it out. Now look at his previous. From an outside post, which he's got today, identical class condition. What do you think? Is he a contender?
Yeah. I don't know. What's that Bay Meadow Fair race like? What's 35 or 20?
He was missing that dog.
Could have been. I tell you, to be honest with you, I have so little interest in this race, I kind of shortcut it myself. The December, forget what I just said about trouble. I'm sorry. You got me worn out now. I'm really tired. I'll tell you before we even get into this race won't get a nickel on my money. But nevertheless, I'm going to try to do it for you. I didn't realize that was his race after a layoff. Okay, I would have to make him a contender. We ran fourth in there. That's a good field. Carter Gabriel, World Court, Gallon Archer, all run. What about re-enter? Well, here's a horse that's really gone the wrong way, hasn't it?
Yes.
We have, how many contenders? We got?
Four.
All right, let's go back over some of these now and say, Stars a Lot. What do you think about Stars a Lot off of a four-month layoff? Four-and-a-half-month layoff?
Les Barrera got a lead man.
No, don't get to that. Don't get to that. Les Barrera's winning percentage isn't much anymore anyway. His winning percentage hasn't been great since he lost Harvard.
Because he's got two good workouts.
Is he much worse, though? Okay. Be careful with, what we're trying to do is establish a consistent approach to this. Be careful with the what ifs. A good, consistent approach in here says that probably this horse is going to need a race. Does he have a class advantage to make up in the layoff?
No.
Ooh. I think he has. If I remember properly, I think he won like a maiden 50 when he first broke his maiden.
What? Brian Concord should take him out pretty quick.
You would think so. You would absolutely think so. If Brian Concord can't take him out of it, there's really something wrong. But you never know. Sometimes they grab hold so hard of these horses that they sulk and they wind up, some horse that shouldn't have been on the lead winds up on the lead. If this race, if Big Kai's just smart for that anyway, he really does ride. In fact, one of the rides I don't like that he gives is when he goes for the lead and can't get it, he's still relentless about that. And he just, McCarron will suck a horse out of that. Big Kai will eventually get that lead, but he's just relentless with it. And I just hate to see it, especially if I'm pinned outside. He's a great rider. I really love to bet him. That is one ride I don't like that he's got. Anyway, in this case, this horse should just gallop to the lead. Okay. I agree. Let's get rid of Stars a Lot. And Thresh It Out, did we decide on him?
I want him, man.
Okay, now, I'll leave him in. Who wants him in?
I do.
Okay.
If you leave him in, you got to leave Sandalot.
If you leave him in, which pace line do you use?
Right.
15. Why? How do you get by that last line?
Leave him in, you got to leave him in.
I want to know why you would not use the last pace line on this one. Somebody called May 15. I want to know how you got back.
See, Joe's got a good point. He says, because the other one looks better. That's what he asks.
The other race is better in his past performance if you want to use
him. Yeah, but look at the last race.
I don't want
to. All right, but look at the last race. How many horses did he beat in that small field?
One.
What kind of an impact did he make at any time, really, on the pace of that race? He gained some ground. He gained some lengths from the half mile to the three quarter, but he didn't pass a horse. So that means the whole field was gaining lengths on that quarter. He made absolutely no impact from the three quarter mark to the stretch call, and actually lost two lengths from the stretch call home. Now, a horse that hadn't done anything early, you want them making up some ground down the last eight.
Not that his win percentage or the turf.
That's horrible. What I knew was lighten the win percentage when it was brought up earlier on another horse that we didn't really like anyway. But on the turf course, you almost have to demand that they win races on the turf course. Okay. I got to tell you, I get to be the boss.
He's that.
Thresh It Out is a goner. He was a little bit sick a minute ago, but now he's a goner. Yeah. Well, we're going to go to that. Okay, let's keep turning it on. Brian Concord.
Yes.
All right, you want Brian Concord into you because he is the speed of the field, right, and you want to analyze him. I don't have any problem with that. I could not bend him here.
not to win.
Okay. Point d'artois. Okay? Let's drop below to the other. How do you pronounce that?
Only d'artois.
No, the one below. Gary Jones is for us. All right. You want to use the last race on that horse, but I got to tell you, you got to be careful with it. It may come up very strong, and he just may have been sucked along in that race, because he really didn't pass anybody. Now point to 12. I would use, on this horse, I would clearly use the second race back. Because the last race is in a mile and a half, and he just doesn't look like he wanted a mile and a half, because he flattened out very bad. Now the difference between using him and Thresh It Out, who nosed him out for second last time, is Thresh It Out is what, 1 for 37? And this guy is at least 2 for 16, which is still not a strong winning percentage on the turf course. But of those two, this guy was favored in that race. It makes more sense to me to use his race there and use him as a contender than it does Thresh It Out. I'd hate to be betting Thresh It Out $2 every time you ran. No, I forgot him somehow. Where is he? Oh, okay, I'm assuming over here. All right, I don't think we had any, yeah, but we have no questions about him. Okay?
Well, you just haven't picked the baseline.
Baselines. Sancho Angelo. What's his last race? What's his second bet? Why? Let's talk about the second race back. Let's talk about what's he going to be in this race? Is he going to be in front of the second call? No. Okay, he's not going to be in front of the second call. Let's use. Is he normally in front of the second call?
No.
Okay, let's not use the second race back.
Okay.
Okay. That was apparently just a. Well, he almost won it, so we can't call it a mistake. But nevertheless, I doubt if they really wanted him going that fast in that race. Let's use his last race.
Is he a presser?
Is he a presser? I think so. We only did it with one horse, Stars a Lot.
Right.
All right. Santa Angelo was a presser, right?
Okay.
Marvin's Policy, what do you think he is?
Presser.
Yeah, I have very little doubt in that. Well, yeah, early presser, but in here is not going to be early because of Prime Concord. All right, Prime Concord's an early. We already identified that. All right, so let's look at Marvin's Policy. Which race do you want to use in this guy? We'll get to that. What?
No, not the downhill. Last race.
I'm open to suggestion on this guy.
You mean Marvin's Policy?
Yeah.
His second best bet.
Yeah, but I heard a lot of people say, no, not the downhill. I just want some kind of agreement. Okay. January 22nd. January 22nd.
Too bad Michael isn't here. We'd get that monster place.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you what first choice is here is a turf race. Going with that turf race is a turf route, which you don't have. You don't want to use the mountain race, because you might as well use the downhill race, because those numbers aren't going to balance with a California race. This is one where you're going to get the least of all evils, folks. You could use his last race back, you can use the one before that, you can use his mile or his centimeter. I'm still open to suggestions.
Well,
I'm still going to leave this up to everybody else.
If you're using Prime Concord sprint, why not see how the two compare in the sprint?
Yeah, except that Prime Concord, the only reason we're using Prime Concord Sprint, it's all he's got.
Yeah.
Don't want this horse in a Sprint.
Well, you see, you made a point earlier about Marvin's policies, very strong turf record. Two of those are downhill, and the others are 2 and 3 years ago. So...
Let's look at the... I can't go back to the Monmouth and the Arlington. I mean, those races are in 1986. And they were stakes races. He is obviously not capable of running in those kinds of races any longer. For me, if you're going to go back to January 22nd, why not go back to February 20th? Okay, but that's negative.
Yeah.
All right. I think you're locked into one of the last two races.
Why don't we take the next to the last one?
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you don't have to agree with this. This is really a difficult race. But I'm going to use his last second race back just because this horse clearly moves up on the turf. And his factor W, his overall number, is going to be better on the turf course than it is on a dirt course, with the exception of that January 22nd race. It was a very highly rated race. I remember making the number. So we use the second race back on this guy without a whole lot of conviction.
There's nothing else to use.
Brian Concord, we use his last race.
All right. Fresh it out, split the barrel.
Thresh it up, never. I mean, if I were faced with horses like Thresh It Up as my play every day, I'd look around and start playing golf in the end or something. Point de Trois is what kind of a horse?
He's a same horse.
Well, I'm not sure he's a presser. The only time he ever managed to be a presser was in the minor and quarter race.
I think it's sustained.
Sure.
When you call him a presser and you wind up, you're still running eight or speed around the turn, you say, oh God, I kind of missed that call, didn't I? That's what you'll get with him. All right, his second race back, we established that as the pace line.
Yeah, right.
And the other horse, we have to use the last line. Now, we have one, two contenders. And what kind of style has he got? Now this guy I'll accept as a presser. He tried for the lead once against Samarin, and that was a very bad strategy, so I think he's clearly a presser. What kind of horse do we prefer in this kind of a race on the dirt course? We said it earlier.
I mean, presser.
Presser. We have Santo Angelo, Marvin's Policy, and could be the winner. Why don't you? Well, let's go a step further, and I don't usually use these, but in this kind of a race, I want to use them. Who's got the average purse value programming on the little computer?
I have them all down.
Oh, Schmidt's got them down. Give me the average purse value of the class numbers on these horses, starting with Santo Angelo.
48.133.
1.33, and that's using what to get that number?
That's using the 1988. I did not do any turf.
So that means, why do you have such a low number? Is it Golden Gate? Oh, all right, okay,
Golden Gate.
Oakland Park. Marvin's Policy's number?
108, 2.34.
Did you do Thresh It Out?
Yeah.
I'd just like to put him away once and for all. What did you get for him?
55.99.
Now, the supporters of Thresh It Out, you guys go wait in the car. You'll probably win. This is that kind of race. Prime Concord?
92, 1.97.
Point to 12?
67, 111.
And the bottom horse? Me too.
I gave him a zero.
Yeah.
7.89.
I'm not going to go back to 1987 this late in the year. There's way. I mean, I don't object to using him, but this is a horse that the class value is useless on.
Okay. I think it's just significant that he does drop out of his last race. Who got it? Yeah.
And the
Where were you when we said that earlier? We said, Lonnie, we said absolutely. Several people wanted to leave him in just because he's going to be the face of this field. We don't want somebody else coming up as number one early. I think I said I would not bet 5 cents on this horse.
You wouldn't bet 5 cents on this, right?
No, I said that too, but this horse was, did not be my play. Okay? But if you leave him alone long enough on the lead, he could stagger home there. But if they press him at all, he won't be there.
That would be my comment. I have a stand, basically, the naval sort of deal with trip horse. And last year, a couple of them did.
It can be done. I mean, it can be anything, if you have anything, this way, don't play this kind of a racing start. But Prime Concord could, if you leave him alone long enough, but we already said his percentage is going to be way too high, and are asking him to do so many things that he hasn't even attempted before. That's just asking an awful lot. Okay, I'm going to now, Dick Schmidt has asked if he could, no. Dick Schmidt volunteered to spell me for a while, and I got to tell you, I am absolutely tired. I'm starting to look at this form, and it's just bouncing all over.
You've done a terrific job.
Well, thank you. And I would suggest running through a Meridian variant program.
In case that last comment didn't come through because of the mic sensitivity, suggestion was to take or to create a form that lists for any given race why a particular horse was not, or why a horse was chosen for contention. Well, I guess since we're doing things by keeping, why it was not chosen for contention. In other words, the six factors that Brohammer mentioned, or whatever other ones you come up with, the fact that he didn't meet any of those particular conditions or factors. And then also the reason why, or reasons why, a particular pace line was selected. That probably being even the more important comment of the two. If there is a way, a convenient way, to get this information to be an integral part of the program, try it. Just may be more convenient to print a report that lists them, or to tie in the horse race number very easily with how that horse did. So there may be some value to actually inputting it into the program. Write a little outline on procedure, head it with something like you've got all the time in the world. Include in that, or in the, and or in the, let's see, on the form, whether it be in the computer or hard copy, that you'll be using to outline your pace line decisions. Also, include start time and finish time so you can see how you progress in your handicapping in terms of time. Let's see. Come up with something that allows you to interpret the conditions of the race as you compare the conditions to comments in the handicapper's condition book, so that you're really making a conscious effort to put that piece of information together. On side one of the pace line tapes, there's a speaker who talks very specifically about his, he calls it 30-second review of each horse's pace lines before he goes into specific horses' baselines. Review that material. It seems pretty good. He really is trying to determine why the horse is in there, what the horse has done in the past, specifically in terms of distance, track surface, what his real class level is, prior to picking the actual pace line. He wants to know why the horse is in the race. Get a diagram of a track and start studying where the eighth pole is and all these other terms. So you really understand that. Go through the racing form for Santa Anita as an example, and go through every single piece of information that the racing form offers, both in the results section and in the past performance section. So you know what's happening. Really get an understanding of what the form has to offer. Call Purdy to find out about Bass Run Execute File, and also about the difference in the IBM program, if any. Sarton noted that you really are supposed to put in, I think you're supposed to put in the actual fifths, it converts it to tenths. Do not take a look at the public handicapper's picks until completely finished with your handicapping, and no matter what they do, don't change your handicapping. As an experiment to test the value of passing when you have one horse, only one horse, that is sort of a question mark. Either a horse coming back after a long layoff, foreign shipper, you know, something that's a real question mark. Keep a record of how many times that horse comes in versus the two winning horses that you pick. On the printouts, use a title something like Investment Opportunity Analysis.